Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Okay, the dream world. So many movies have tried to portray what goes on in our dreams. First one I can think about is Nightmare on Elm Street. That's probably the most huge endeavor to portray a dream world. And pose the question, is it happening in your mind or is it happening for real? But I'm not talking about that horror movie, although that is such a seminal, amazing, it's like a landmark movie on the timeline of horror. But I'm talking about one that's probably not gonna resonate like that, but I do like it. And as I've said recently, and I've said for many, many years, maybe over a decade, I have said that I don't like reviewing movies that weren't good. So if I see a movie and it's just not clicking with me and I just can't do it, and sometimes it has to do with, you know, life. Like if I have to go out and deliver for a few hours to, you know, pay a bill or something, then, you know, I can't sit there and enjoy a movie that's just not doing it for me. But other times, if I get locked into a movie, I will freaking skip work to watch it. Sorry. It just became a sex scene. The reason I'm saying all that about not liking movies and stuff is because I'm not super into this. It's called Come True, like as in dreams come true or scary things in your dreams come true that were just imaginary. And I might note that while I don't plan on finishing it, I do recommend it as sort of an atmospheric, different kind of a movie based on its soundtrack. Whoever did the music for this is to be congratulated. It's almost like an 80s sort of like, almost like a video game soundtrack. If you can hear it now, I don't know if you hear it. You have the male character, kind of a romance sort of. Sort of looks like Harry Potter. And anyway, they're doing it. So apparently, one of my arguments with this movie in the beginning in my mind was that it's just so slow. And it is, but if you're in like a really kind of like low pulse mood, then I think this could be an intense, a little incense on, just kind of trip out on it. But I don't think it knows what it is, which is, you know, you have to keep giving to it to let it be what it is, what you assign it to be. I would have liked it better if it was just sort of like more to the point, and then they had these sections of the real atmospheric and the music and everything, but it's pretty much the whole thing is atmospheric. It reminds me of that movie with years back with Nicolas Cage where like all night long he's on like the 24-hour shift. And it turns out he's dead. Bring on the dead, I think it's called. Bring out your dead. I don't remember. Anyway, I didn't really like that one either because it was too slow, but it was had the same kind of ethereal quality that is really cool. So, like, just a thought. I mean, normally when I go to bed, I listen to, like, a Buddhist sermon or you know, Timothy Leary, or I listen to just all kinds of, like, out there stuff and really, really in there with me. I like that. The more out there, the better it is. But I don't know why I said Timothy Leary. I hardly ever listen to him. But yeah, the one I do listen to is Alan Watts, and he's incredible. Here I go, getting off track. So we're 4 minutes into this review of this movie. Let me just tell you, it's just about this girl, real pretty girl. Her character's name is Sarah, and she's very young looking, really young looking. She almost has that like androgynous look where she could be a young boy. She's got her hair bleached blonde, perfect nose, perfect face. There's so many scenes of her sleeping that I can probably imagine the director was, when he was casting, was probably thinking, you know, how's this nose going to look? How's this face going to look? Because there's just so many scenes of her sleeping. Kind of looks like a fetus face. It's a bit, yeah. Dare I say, no, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say the nose looked akin to a certain animal, but I'm not going to say that because she's very beautiful, and I wouldn't mean it in a put-down way, but she'd probably take it in a put-down way. She's kind of like a big nose. She's sort of like a big nose. Anyway, I don't have like a huge following, so. But I do. I will say this. My following grew. I don't know what happened. It's probably when I did that talent show, and I've been just steady at this, and so I'm getting more people like getting in on it, hopefully subscribing, hopefully listening. And you know, it's all about relaxation and just doing it at the lowest level possible with the lowest effort possible. But like the best people that I used to listen to on NPR growing up were like Larry Mantle, Terry Gross. That's how they were. It was like they just ate a big spaghetti dinner and, you know, smoked a pipe out on their patio and came in and did their, you know, vocalization. But that's kind of what I'm about. So hopefully hit the subscribe. Come on now. Subscribe to this. I think about doing video. I started following this girl. She calls herself May. She does her videos are like for people who can't sleep, she says. Oh my god, something really weird just showed up. It's a bunch of people's dreams, okay? So it's a dreamscape. Honestly, if you're feeling like having anxiety of any kind, you won't be able to make it through this movie. But if you're like, I don't know, maybe you're stoned. I'm not stoned, but it probably would lend itself well to being a film that you would trip out on while you're stoned. Just make sure you get your munchy food and everything so you don't have to get up. Because it just, like right now, he's running through a hospital. And it reminds me so much of Nightmare on Elm Street. I think they're in a hospital at some point, going down a hallway. But yeah, so it's called Come True. I can't remember what I'm watching it on. Let me check for you good people. It doesn't say anywhere. I think it's on Hulu. Yeah, this looks like Hulu. So, Come True on Hulu. A girl can't sleep. She goes to a sleep study. She sees things. There's like a guy, like a Slender Man, that she sees in her dreams. She meets a guy in there who is helping with the study. He might even be the main guy behind it. I don't know. Like I said, it's really long and laborious, so I'm not really into it. But I do want to put it out there because I'm really into atmospheric films. Like I've told you before, that's my favorite kind of horror film. Like Tusk is so atmospheric. And, you know, the horror films that I enjoy watching multiple times, they just bring you to that place. And, just love that place. So, anyway, I hope you'll subscribe. I'm getting more and more natural doing these things, and I'd like to share them with you. Okay, I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.